السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him. We bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Amen. The names of Allah describe His nature, but they overlap together. So there is a common area between them. They all are holding hands together like that, and they actually, even more than holding hands, they hold arms like this, so they form together a complete body, no gaps in it. We might think that the names of Allah don't overlap, so each one of them is describing an area that the boundary of this area fit with the other boundary like this, like the countries on the map. But that's not the case. They overlap together. However, every name has its unique personality and have its unique indication. So while we're going through the names, we might have an overlap. We might have to remind ourselves about the overlap between them. But we will be also talking about the unique personality of each name. So, Al-Adl, the name Al-Adl, the most fair, and the name Al-Muqsit, the most just, and the one who divides justly. Both of them, of course, have an overlap, but each one has a unique personality. Al-Muqsit is the one who divides fairly. So everything is divided fairly between people, and so that at the end, the total is going to be the same. That's Al-Muqsit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Al-Mawazin Al-Qist that he does put in place for the Day of Judgment, which are the fair balances that he puts in the Day of Judgment to divide things fairly, divide deeds fairly, good deeds and bad deeds, and to compare them in a fair way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we have the name Al-Adl. Al-Adl has its unique personality, also means it is the unique personality of Al-Adl, other than Al-Muqsit, is that, for example, in Surah Al-Anfitar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ, which means that He made you not too much and not too little, not too big and not too small, not too powerful and not too weak, which is the middle way. That is the unique personality of the name Al-Adl. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His justice is not only in judging, but also in creation. He creates everything, including the humans, بِالْعَدْلِ فَعَدَلَكْ خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكْ. He made you middle, not any extremes. And we know always the right thing is the middle between two extremes. One after it and one before it. One is too much and one is too little. And that is the unique personality of the name Al-Adl. Inshallah, will be covered as we speak about this name. Last time, we stopped at where we ended at with the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said that when he saw the woman carrying the baby, loving the baby, and he asked his companions, would that woman throw her child in fire? And they all said, no, we can't imagine that. He said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, cried, and he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not throw in hellfire anybody except the ones who turn into a complete body of evil. A complete body of evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he said in Surah Al-Shams, He created us in dual nature, the good nature and the dark side, the good side and the dark side. And it's up to us to choose to promote one side and to depress another side. It's to grow, and shrink. One side grow, another side shrink. So if we choose to make the good side grow, by the end of our life, there will be the big side, will be the good side will be big, the bad side will be small. It is going to be, Allah will forgive that little bad side, and then the person goes to Jannah. And if there is any bad side left that is not to be forgiven for one reason or another, then by the time this person goes through the life in the grave, then that person is purified from that bad side through the punishment in the grave. He pays off, or she pays off during the grave. As the Prophet ﷺ says that جُلَّ عَذَابُ أُمَّتِي فِي الْقَبْرِ, that most of the punishment of my people, of my ummah, the Muslims, comes into the grave, where they go through the life of the grave and they are purified for most of their sins. So when they wake up in the day of judgment, they are pure. And whatever left from the sins that has left after the punishment of the grave, then it goes through, maybe during the crossing the bridge, maybe during waiting period under the sun, sweating, swimming in the sweat, maybe drowning in the sweat. But at the end, when they reach to Jannah, the angels will welcome them. Salamun alaykum tibtum. Peace be on you. No harm on you. Come, peace be on you. Tibtum. You have been purified from evil. Udkhuluha tayyibin. Go into the Jannah as a pure body of goodness. You know, all the evil has been purified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hellfire and the Jannah is a direct reflection. When He created hellfire and Jannah, it is a direct reflection of His justice, His names. Al-Qist, Al-Adl. This is a direct reflection. And this whole life is a form of materialization to the nature of Allah, and a form of a direct reflection of the names of Allah and the nature of Allah. So in this life, you will notice that the names of Allah are directly translated. You can draw a one-to-one link between things that you see around you in this life and the justice and the fairness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is, the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it fair or unfair? The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it fair or unfair? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, look, judge yourself. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُ. That's Umar ibn al-Khattab said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُ. But the Prophet sallallahu, judge yourself before you are being judged, and weigh your deeds before they are weighed against you. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ شَرًّا فَلَا يَلُمَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. O you my slaves, Allah's talking. O you my slaves, it is only your deeds that I count against you or towards you. Whomsoever find good deeds, thank Allah, for He gets all the credit. And then, because of His generosity, He will give you the reward for the good deeds. But He gets the credit. And whomsoever sees bad deeds, then blame nobody but yourself. He has given you the choice, and you chose to promote that body of evil. Now, the last time, there were so many questions about the justice of Allah. For example, the hadith of the person who killed 99 people. Now, where is the justice in that, when he was forgiven all the killing? So there was a question about where is the justice in this particular scenario. First of all, the guy killed the 99. The victims, where is the justice for the victims? And then, on the other hand, they were, you know, the criminal was forgiven. Alright? So, I mean, where is the justice for the victims? And the victims lost their lives. Okay? Now, where is that justice coming in place? There are so many facts that if we put together, we can see that it is just and fair situation. How? First of all, with respect to the victims who have lost their lives because of this guy, we know that nobody loses his life for any reason except the angel of death. The angel of death is the real reason for losing the life. And we have a hadith that proves that. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create the earth, He subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the wisdom of selecting the angel of death to take the lives. Why this particular angel? Some in the Israelites, they call him Azrael. Azrael, that's his name in the Israelites. In Islam, we don't know what's his name, so we call him the angel of death. But it's possible that his name is Azrael. So Allah wanted to show why this Azrael in particular, out of all those angels, was selected to do that job. And because this job, if all the angels don't want to do it. They all hate that job. They don't want that job. Okay? Why? Because they don't want people to hate them and curse them. Even believers will hate them because, you know, there is a natural hate for death. Nobody likes death. Okay? Yes, many of us are not scared to die, but nobody likes it. And when pushes comes to shove and you are told you're dying now, you're not going to be happy. Okay? People would be scared. And some of them might curse the angel of death or hate the angel of death or something like this happens. And that was the perception of the angels at the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the wisdom of him selecting that particular angel. So Allah picked an angel and he said, go get from the earth a piece of mud and go all over the earth and cut so many pieces from so many kinds of soil so that, you know, humans will have different color. You know, black, white, blue, blonde, Chinese, and all these. Or they are all coming from different pieces of earth, of the mud of the earth. So the angel went towards the earth to follow the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he arrived to the earth said, Ya Allah, I seek protection from you against this angel, which was Israfil, the first one. So Israfil, as soon as he heard that, the angel, the earth is seeking protection from Allah against him, he could not proceed. He got so scared from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he heard the name of Allah. So he made a U-turn and he went back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him in front of the angels. And Allah knows. So he asked him, why did you come back? Why didn't you do what I asked you to do? He answered, Ya Allah, the earth, and you know better. Ya Allah, and you know best. But he knew that Allah knows, but he wants him to give a loud answer so that everybody else will learn about the answer. So he said, Ya Allah, and you know best, the earth asked your protection against me. I did not dare to proceed after that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you know, didn't blame him or anything. So he picked another angel and he sent him to do the same task. Same thing exactly happened with the second angel. Same thing happened with the third angel. Then Allah picked the angel of death. And then he told him to do the job. So the angel of death went approaching the earth. As same thing happened. As soon as he approached the earth got scared. And the earth said, Ya Allah, I seek protection from you against the angel of death. The angel of death, he said, if I may simplify his response in this way, he said, seek protection or not seek protection, I swear by Allah, I will never disobey him. Okay? He said, I swear by Allah. In the hadith, he said, I swear by Allah, I will never disobey him. And then he attacked the earth and he grabbed a piece from everywhere, cutting a piece from here, cutting a piece from there. And he put them all together and he went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So as you can see, that's a very suitable nature for someone who's going to get the soul out of the body. Cut or arrest the soul from the body and pull out the soul, whether the soul wants to come or not, or don't want to come, whether the soul is seeking protection from Allah against him or not seeking protection from Allah against him, he is for the job. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنِّي جَعَلْتُكَ مَلَكَ الْمَوْتِ, I have appointed you as the angel of death. Then the angel cried. The angel of death cried. I say, Ya Allah, he was very sad. The hadith doesn't say crying. The hadith said he was very sad. And he said, Ya Allah, humans are going to hate me. Humans are going to curse me. This job is not, you know, I don't want to do this job. Of course, he's requesting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the key word that is related to what we're talking about. He said, فَإِنِّي سَأُشْغِلُهُمْ عَنْكَ بِالْحُتُوفِ, I am going to cover you with natural reasons of death. So when they die, or when the surrounding, when their families lose the loved one, they will not remember the angel of death. They will always say, oh, he died in a car accident. Oh, he was shot by a gun. Oh, he fell from the fifth floor. Oh, he got a cancer. Oh, he was, you know. But we all know he died because he's 90 years old. He aged. We all know these are all natural reasons for death. Okay? To, as Allah promised to the angel of death, that they will not be remembering you. They will not be thinking about you. Neither them nor their families. They will all be focused on the natural reasons of death. But why? The person who's been shot with a gun. Did he die because of the bullet? Or did he die because angel of death was had his term written in his book? And then he went on the appointed time. All he has to do is to go in the right time and exact second that Allah said, he will go in this exact second and grab his soul. At the same time, Allah will have this person, okay, die because of a natural reason. Allah, if I may say, will arrange a natural reason of death, okay, to cover up for the angel of death. So, while the bullet is coming, while the angel of death is approaching, okay, they are together. Allah is organizing the bullet speed and arrival to the brain, and the angel of death is synchronized with it. As soon as it gets here, the guy is falling. As soon as the angel of death pulls up out the soul. Okay? So, he comes by the appointed time, not by the bullet. So, those guys, this is their term. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had arranged it to be killed on that day. But were they killed because of this guy or because of the angel of death? They are dead because of the angel of death. Now, of course, I'm not encouraging, I'm not saying to anybody that the natural reasons of death don't matter. They do matter, of course. But this is as far as we can see. As far as we can see, Allah is ruling this earth with the laws of nature. However, we know that the truth about death is this. Now, how is this fair for them? They lost their lives. Yes, they lost their lives because that's the end of their life, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed. If I may say, if I may simplify it in such a way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's say, I will simplify it to say it in this way, to say that you might think that Allah has a formula, if I may say, an equation with so many parameters. The result of this equation will be the your shares of this life, your shares of time, the length of life, 70 years, 60 years, 20 years, 5 years, your shares of pleasure, your shares of pain, your shares of wealth, your shares of children, your shares of this, your shares of that, your birth time, your birthday, let's say all these are, they go into equation, and then Allah, in a very balanced, wise, fair way, the result of this equation will be what are the magnitudes of your share, or the magnitudes, the amount of shares assigned to you. Those guys got these shares assigned to them. And then Allah has arranged their death to be in this way, selected them to be the victims, so they die this way. So they got their shares of life. In the day of judgment, if those guys are believers, then in the day of judgment, they will file a lawsuit against the guy who killed them. Because he intended something evil, and this evil thing harmed them, so they file a lawsuit in the court of Allah against him. This guy has killed us. As we know, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, after believers cross the bridge in a place between hellfire and Jannah, they will be يَتَخَصَمُونَ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمْ. They will be filing, if I may use that metaphor, filing lawsuits against each other. Okay, you backbited me. Oh, I wanted to do a good deed and you gave me a hard time. Oh, I wanted to give a charity and you took my money. You didn't deliver my money. Oh, you killed me. Oh, you stole from me. Oh, you did that to me. Oh, these are the lawsuits that happen at the end. Now, those guys will file a lawsuit against him. Now, who's going to pay off on his behalf? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to pay off in his behalf. If he has repented, Allah accepted his repentance, then Allah will reimburse those guys on his behalf. As we know in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to show the when a brother, okay, files a lawsuit against another, when a human files a lawsuit against another human, Ya Allah, he killed me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave this guy, but he wants to reimburse the other. He tells him, do you see this beautiful house in Jannah? He says, Ya Allah, this belongs to which prophet? To which prophet is going to get this house? He says, this is for the one who's going to forgive his brother. Do you forgive your brother? Yes, Ya Allah, I forgive him. Then he says, take the hand of your brother and go together to Jannah. So here is the justice. Both of them are happy walking together to Jannah, holding hands and going to Jannah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.